Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovator.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill, and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
So, Tausch, we've been telling jokes. Listeners have been texting in their favorite Chicago Bears jokes. And we're also getting some reaction from folks saying, hey, careful, this is only going to come back to bite us. I love that concern that we're worried that our joke-telling may actually sway the game on Sunday. There's concern over this Chicago Bears team.
I think what there's always concern about is letdowns. And, you know, from a professional athlete standpoint, especially in the NFL, when you start getting to the highest levels, your margin of error is razor thin. So when there are little things that will motivate you, and this is why you see some of the greats, LeBron and Jordan and Tom Brady, almost sometimes manufacturing controversy or slights in order to help motivate. So I understand that. And the NFL, we've seen crazy stuff. Carolina's won some games. I didn't think Carolina could beat anybody. Chicago is reeling. And the thing that I cautioned earlier this week, and I think Benny Brust on KBN said 0% chance that the Bears could beat Green Bay. And anytime I start hearing that stuff, my ears do perk up. I love the jokes. I just love that 10 light bulbs or one and then 10 people talking about that 85 chance. Like, that's all fun. But when you're playing, I think the biggest thing, I always liked playing teams after they won or had a big win, because human nature isn't just with humans, it's football players too. There is that time you kind of let down a little bit. Oh, that's a great win. And I always would rather have somebody feeling a little fat and happy rather than backs against the wall, everybody telling me how bad we are. Professional athletes and the Bears are going to be extra prideful. You know you're going to see them come out with that kind of backed up mentality, and that's always a dangerous thing. So, yes, I do think the Packers should be on high alert.
What does a team do the night before the game for a game like this? They got to stay in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
They doing anything?
Well, I think – so this is kind of a funny little bit. We, you know, some of us bigger guys – there's a great little store, and I'm not going to give free advertising, out right on Michigan Ave. And we used to stay at a nice hotel right down there.
Okay.
And the big guys, it was like clockwork. We'd get down there in the O-line. We'd meet in the lobby. We'd walk down. We'd go to this store because they had big boy clothes. And then we'd come back. And Mike Sherman one year, it was around Christmas, said, let's make sure our focus is on – because everybody loves shopping down in Chicago, even NFL guys. And don't be bringing back a bunch of presents and everything else. So I think we got beat. And then everybody's coming in on the plane, and there's bags from all kinds of different stores.
Fantastic.
And Garrett's popcorn, and everybody's firing it up in the overhead bin. And you can just see the coaches like, I tried to tell you, don't do it. So you go out, you got great food down there. Cut Restaurant, the steakhouse, that's a great partner of ours in ESPN Chicago. So you go, you get a great meal, you get a little shopping in, because it is nice, you get down there earlier, because it's such a 10-minute flight or whatever it is, but it's always still going to be focusing about the game.
Well, did you hear, actually, this is serious, they said that they're not going to sell Bears jerseys, at least the little kid ones, on Michigan Avenue anymore. Do you know why? Because they cause a choking hazard.
Eric.
Choking hazard.
Oh, that's... Wow. Where do you get all these jokes from? Is this just interwebbed? Or I had a hunch that was where it was going. Where are you pulling all these? Just fans sending stuff in?
Yeah, you'd be amazed at the number of jokes people have texted in. Some of them we can't even read because they're just not appropriate. But yes,
a little envelope pushy. So yes. I will say, Ed, I'm telling you, I think this is all fun, and we've had it, and I don't think anyone is feeling bad, except for Wildy, about how Bears fans are feeling about their football team. But there is something, you know, that this group is going to bring everything they got. They got a new offensive coordinator. And whenever somebody is telling you how bad you are and you don't have a chance, that gets dangerous. So I think my antenna, the problem is, from their perspective, Green Bay is just a lot better team.
Yeah.
And they have a lot more weapons, and they're a lot more confident. All of those things, but come out, get out to an early start, you can bury these boys pretty quick.
But that's no joke. All right, Tosh. Thank you, sir.
Good to see ya.
Tosh, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. By the way, the forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating.